If you are a parent, there's a pretty good chance that you were up early this past week, not just getting the kids ready for school, but to register them in the City of Toronto's rec programs. You know the drill. You get up early, you have a phone, you have a laptop, you have a tablet, you have whatever communication device in hand. You spend hours trying to log on. Maybe you have somebody who's waiting in line to knock on the door of the rec center as well, only to discover that the swimming or dance classes that you wanted for Saturday morning are full. Can be frustrating, especially if you cannot afford private programs. My next guest wants you to consider an alternative. Joseph Wilson is a writer, father, bartender. With me in studio, Joe, good morning.
Good morning. Happy to be here.
Glad to have you here. Father of three, do you feel pressure to have your kids involved in a range of activities and have them booked up for all sorts of different things?
Absolutely. I think most parents do. And I mean, we're blessed living in a city like this with so many different things to do and sign our kids up for. But there's almost like an arms race to get your kids in the most exciting things, you know, learning the most diverse skills.
An arms race is an interesting way of putting it, because you do feel like you're losing out if your kids aren't booked up.
That's right. That's right. You're somehow a bad parent if you're not maximizing every minute of your child's day.
You know? So that can be a huge struggle in terms of getting those kids signed up, but also paying for that. Where did you come up with the idea of bartering for these sorts of activities and lessons?
Well, it was sort of by necessity. I mean, you described that process that many parents had yesterday of sitting in front of their laptop, refreshing. it's like getting tickets for a concert, you know. And partly we just wanted to kind of opt out of that madness, you know. The other thing too is that it's expensive, really expensive, as parents well know.
So what did you cook up?
So we pitched to some friends of ours. Our eldest daughter was interested in learning piano, and a friend of mine is an accomplished musician and a teacher. And so we basically said, hey, look, why don't you teach our eldest piano? And in exchange, I taught his wife a kind of personalized version of a course that I teach at the U of T's School of Continuing Studies on entrepreneurship.
How did that go?
It was great. We kind of alternated Sundays, alternated houses, poured a lot of coffee, and then we would go off to our respective classes, and then we'd have a brunch after. It was great.
And everybody, I mean, this seems like a win-win situation. This seems like the definition of the win-win.
Well, I think so. I mean, we were lucky enough to have some friends who had kind of compatible skills that we wanted our kids to learn. And as parents know too, it's tough to find time to see your friends. So we had this booked into our kids' schedule every Sunday, you know. So it was nice to spend time with them, and it was nice for the kids too to see that side of their parents' friends.
Have you thought, given the success of this, about other skills that you could trade, other ways that you could barter so that, I mean, your kids get what they might not otherwise get?
Yeah, absolutely. So we've already, so for March break, just next week, where I'm taking the kids of a friend of ours, going to take them down to the museum for the day, mm-hmm. because we've got a membership, and they're going to take our middle daughter skating, which is something I cannot do, on a kind of exchange of childcare.
Why don't we see more of this, do you think, if it works like this?
I don't know. I think I think people don't think of it as an option. We think of we think of paying as the default, and there is something about paying that if you write a check or if you put it on your credit card, there's no kind of social obligation.
You've outsourced it to somebody else.
That's right. It can't get complicated. You know, you've paid for a service, and it's, I suppose it's cleaner that way. But those social complexities can be nice, and they can make our communities healthier place, you know.
Are there practical things, I mean, in terms of like insurance and stuff that perhaps keep us out of this as well? The city has all sorts of policies that if my child goes to swim classes or what have you, that, you know, that there's liability coverage there.
Yeah, certainly, you know, and in talking about this with some friends and some colleagues, certainly things like swimming you know, we wouldn't want people to take on, 12 or 15 kids to go to the swimming pool.
Learning how to play the ukulele is a good deal safer.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. So there's insurance, there's liability. And there's also, you don't get that official accreditation, of your level of swimming that you might with the city. But it's been a lot of fun.
You can make your own badge, perhaps.
That's right.
There's something to be said for this. I mean, it seems like the city operates as a community when you're able to do something like this.
Yeah, I think there's a real opportunity there to strengthen those kind of social ties. And it's nice. I mean, a lot of us have things we might have learned when we were in our 20s or, lifeguarding or music or art or even cooking, things that we don't think of as valuable skills that we can trade with people.
What a neat idea. You may have inspired a number of people in the city to follow suit.
I hope so, yeah.
Joe, great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Joe Wilson is a Toronto writer, father of three, explaining how bartering has helped his family afford a variety of lessons. You can read more about his experiences online at cbc.ca/Toronto. We'll put the link up as well on Twitter @MetroMorning.